We're about to go live, just a moment. Okay, you're live.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the September 27th, 2021 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you, you have the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Clay. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the September 13th study session meeting minutes of the storm response. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the September 13th regular session minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have a long list of individuals that, based on the conversations that we all had with members from different commissions, to be a part of the Community Visioning 2040 Task Force. I would ask that someone second the nominations of Joan Suarez, Bobette Patton, Adam Stott, Ed Nichols, Ed Acosta, Wendy Harris, James Wilkie, Peggy Holly, Sandra Hewitt, Gary Ehrenberg, Dennis Fuller, and Diane Benjamin to the 2040 Task Force. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Just for clarity, I just wanted to verify, is LSBD a commission? Because
I'm not sure.
Yeah, and the reason I asked that question is because I believe, and Ms. Reese, if you could correct me, Board of Adjustments, that is that not a commission or not?
It's a board.
It's a board. Okay,
I think.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think as I understand it, the city manager and I sat down and went through a variety of volunteer groups that are all listed on the handouts that you get from LAREIT, and I think we felt that the LSBD was more engaged in the activities of the community than probably the Board of Appeals or the Board of Adjustments. And so I think it was really to find a broader base of people who would be engaged and want to be a part of the visioning process. Not that we would have every single commission of University City. Mr. Rose, I think I've got that correct as I explained that.
Mayor, that's accurate. In addition, we wanted to ensure that the different areas where cities tend to focus, such as economic development, the business community, will be integral, I think, to establishing the vision for University City were represented.
Yeah, there wasn't really about it being a commission or not. It was trying to get some involvement. Is there? By the way, I don't recall, Ms. Reese. Did I get a second, Mr. Cusick?
Yes, sir.
I think.
Mr. Cusick, right. Correct.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no swearing in. To the citizens who have provided comments to Ms. Reese to be disseminated to all of council, we thank you for taking the time to provide those comments to us, and council has been provided with your comments. Again, we look forward to a time when we will not be doing our meetings by Zoom, and that you will be back in chambers with all of us. We now have a public hearing on the 2021 annual property tax rates. I would like to call this hearing to order at 6:38. And due to the fact that we have already offered an opportunity for people to provide us comments and there are no public comments at this time, I will close the public hearing on the 2021 property tax rates at 6:38 p.m. You have before you the consent agenda with two items on it. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this agenda item, item J1, asks that you consider a contract agreement between University City and Washington University for the installation of lights along Westgate Avenue. I believe we have Public Works Director, Mr. Applestein, to present this item.
Hello, good evening. I'm on, right?
Yes.
You are on by audio. You are not on right now by video, if that is your intent.
Okay. Mr. Rose, Mayor Crow, council members, good evening. The item is for a contribution by Washington University into the Westgate Avenue Improvements Project. That's a grant project along Westgate Avenue from Dalmar Boulevard up to Vernon Avenue. With the installation of 50 pedestrian level lighting standards in the corridor. Washington University's contribution is limited to $750,000 per this agreement and is not providing operations and maintenance type of coverage. We have examined the operations and maintenance for these lights on an annual basis that provides for about $20,000 a year of expenditures for such costs. Washington University is intent to work with us, our consultant, that is CMT, and incorporate their special work consultants under their work to the project to design, complete the design of this job for an anticipated construction timeline of spring of 2022. The agreement is attached for your review. The recommendation is approval.
Thank you very much for making that presentation to us, Mr. Apostolon. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Are there questions either for the city manager or for the director of public works? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. A quick question to City Manager Rose. I just wanted to ask, and this is a sidebar to this issue, has Westgate been repaired or is that still in the works as a road?
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, that project is underway and I believe Director Applestein, if you can provide just a brief update on Westgate.
Mr. Rose, we have completed design. We are in the process of right away at this time. Right away includes granting of temporary construction easements for the project from the property owners. There have been numerous properties involved along the corridor for that, and we have made some progress, and we're about to finish that that process, which will bring us into the construction phase. To Mr. Smotherson's question, the construction-related activities have not started.
And I just simply wanted to say, brighter lights are just going to make that street look worse. That's all I'm just saying. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to unfinished business. Ms. Reese, may we have the second reading of Bill number 9444.
Bill 9444, an ordinance amending section 210.040 of the University City Municipal Code relating to keeping more than two animals under certain conditions unlawful by repealing section 210.040 and enacting a new, in lieu, therefore, a new section to be known as section 210.040, keeping more than three animals under certain conditions unlawful, containing a savings clause and providing a penalty.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9444, an ordinance amending section 210.040 of the University City Municipal Code relating to keeping more than two animals under certain conditions unlawful by repealing section 210.040 and enacting in lieu therefore a new section to be known as section 210.040, keeping more than three animals under certain conditions unlawful, containing a savings clause and providing a penalty.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Ms. Klein.
Yeah, City Manager Rose, in looking at your recommendation, you talk about an incremental approach and that increasing the number of pets to three is for the time being. I just have a couple of questions. My first question is, how are we going to gauge the impacts of increasing the number of pets? And then my second question is there a time frame that we're going to, conduct this analysis and determine, if adjustments are needed to this ordinance?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Klein, the intent is to look over a period of months, probably 3 to 6, as to whether we receive an increased number of complaints related to animals. The one challenge that we have in the increasing the number is the broad diversity of animals that's included in this ordinance. And so we want to make sure that there are no unintended consequences that occurs as a result of the increase in the number of pets that are allowed. And if my intention is to bring it back, if there are no, if there is not a substantial increase of complaints that we receive, then the intention is to bring this back to you around the end of the fiscal year for further consideration of increasing the number even further.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Maybe I should have asked this when it first introduced this bill, and maybe it was covered, but do we have a definition of animals? Does that mean I could have two elephants and a goat? Or what is our definition of animals?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, I am certain that our city attorney, Mulligan, is familiar with that definition. So I'll defer to Mr. Mulligan.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. This ordinance is limited to dogs, cats, monkeys, or ducks. So no elephants under this particular ordinance.
And I guess it also excludes horses, because I could definitely see residents wanting to keep a horse. So I guess horses are also excluded.
That's correct. They're not covered under this ordinance.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Mr. Rose or Mr. Mulligan regarding Bill number 9444? If not, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. Thank you very much. The bill has passed. In bill number 9445, I would like to yield to the city manager so that we can make an amendment to this bill.
Honorable Mayor and council members, I would recommend amending bill number 9445 so that it allows for the hiring of a human resources director. So I will defer to City Attorney Mulligan to present the proposed amendment.
Thank you, Ms. Rose. Honorable Mayor, members of the council, my understanding that the city manager is recommending that the current position of assistant to the city manager, director of human resources, which is a grade E3 position, be moved to a grade E2 position, and then from the title will be eliminated assistant to city manager. So basically, this will be a director position along with the other director positions currently in E2, which is a different pay grade under our compensation ordinance.
So is that the
that's the explanation. And then if the council is inclined to consider this, I would recommend that there be a motion to strike in section 3, grade E-3, position title assistant to city manager / director of human resources, and insert in section 3, grade E-2, position title director of human resources.
Is there a motion to amend with the wording provided by City Attorney Mulligan? I believe that's Mr. Hales' motion. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. To the members of the public who are watching, just so you know, this was an item that was discussed also at our retreat just last week. So this is we knew that this was coming, and we're just trying to find the best way to address this in an efficient manner. With the amendment in front of us, we do not need a roll call vote. With the amendment, are there any questions to be asked of Mr. Rose or of Mr. Mulligan? Hearing that, on the motion to amend, those voting in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Now, if we can please move to the second reading of the amended bill 9445.
Bill 9445. An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after its passage, and repealing ordinance number 7154.
May we have the third reading.
Bill 9445, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after its passage, and repealing ordinance number 7154.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. Thank you. The bill has passed. We'll now move forward to new business. Resolution number 2021-14, approving 2021 annual property tax rates. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion or questions of the city manager or of Mr. Cole, who I believe is on as well? Any questions? Or Mr. Rose, do you have any comments you'd like to make?
Honorable Mayor, I would like for Mr. Cole to just give a brief presentation regarding what is being proposed. As you know, it is reducing the property rates for general fund, but also to reflect the reduction, as well as how the other tax will be impacted. Mr. Cole?
And you are muted, Kira. Thanks. Yep.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Rose, Honorable Mayor, and members of council. So for on the property tax rate for 2021, the overall residential tax rate decreased, it went to 0.584, and that was a decrease from 0.610 from 2020. And basically the tax rates fluctuates from the assessed valuation. So if the assessed valuations increase, then the property tax will decrease, and vice versa, if the assessed valuations decrease, then the property tax will increase. And so that was the general, the revenue side. And then for the commercial, the property tax is 0.620 for what's being proposed for 2021. And for the overall for personal property tax, for the general revenue is 0.680. And for the pension, the police and fire, the personal is 0.195. And for the overall revenue that will be seen for the general revenue, what these property taxes will, for the general revenue, it's $3,734,521. For the pension plan, it would be $1,089,315. For the library, it's $2,780,188. For the University City, for the Loop Special Business District would be $47,200. And then for the Parkview Gardens Special Business District is $105,029. Just an overview. I'd be happy to ask any other questions that you have.
Are there any questions of either Mr. Cole or of Mr. Rose? Hearing none, all those in favor of resolution 2021-14, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward with council reports and business. Is there any report from any of my colleagues? Hearing none, citizen participation has already been announced and fulfilled. Are there any council comments? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys, and leasing, purchase, or sale of real estate by a public governmental body where public knowledge of the transaction might adversely affect the legal consideration. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Second made by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. Thank you very much to the public. We appreciate you joining us this evening. To my colleagues, we will start in just as quick as we can exit this meeting and probably start the next. Thank you very much.
Thank you.